the president of Ukraine, the actor on the world stage who has been in the news quite a bit lately. To me, he looks like an FTM. Now, we all know he is an actor. That's his job. Before entering politics, he was a comedian, actor, screenwriter, film producer, and director. So one of his main shows was this one here called Servant of the People. After a Ukrainian high school teacher's tirade against government corruption goes viral on social media, he finds himself elected the country's new president. And now, of course, the actor playing the role of the president now finds himself acting as the new president. I suppose they figured this guy's a good actor. He played the role of a president on TV. And now let's put him on the world stage. And it's a very similar kind of job, right? All they really do is read a script that somebody else wrote. So is he an FTM? We know there's a lot of FTM actors out there. He certainly looks like one with the short little arms, kind of the round, puffy face, and the somewhat thin beard. That is a classic FTM look. Now, is he actually an FTM? I guess you'll have to decide that for yourself. I find it difficult to prove. You know, I could say, yeah, the eyes look feminine. I mean, all I can really say is that he looks like an FTM. Oh, FTM, by the way, is female to male, transsexual or transgender, as they call it. Kind of like, I call them the faceless men sometimes, the FTMs. They're like, it's like they don't really have a face. And this guy is pretty short. Look at his little face, short little guy. Is it the ethnicity? You know, that's something you always have to consider. I think he's Jewish. No, Jewish men do have a certain look. There's no angles. There's no, you don't really see his jawbone. You don't see any bones at all. It's a soft, kind of puffy looking face, with small ears, small nose, and the shape of the eyes and the distance between the eyes and the short little arms. And this is a classic FTM look. Now, if he's not an FTM, then he certainly looks like one. Now, there's a magazine called FTM Magazine. Basically, every person you see in this magazine is going to be an FTM. So this is actually a woman right here, and it looks like a lot of actors. I mean, let's face it, right? They have this actor look. I mean, how many people have you seen in movies that look just like this person here? It's those eyes, right? Those feminine eyes, they're kind of the shape, the oval shape. They inject testosterone every week. And so they get muscles, and you can tell by the breast scar, but you don't always see that, right? So if I'm going to look at FTMs, the first thing I want to do is see what FTMs actually look like. There's an FTM right there. There's a lot of actors who have that same look. Now, the problem with FTMs is quite often there are real men in the real world that kind of look like FTMs too. So, yeah, I mean, they have a T-shirt. It says right on their T-shirt, this is what trans looks like. So I'm just, yeah, that is what trans looks like. And these actors look like trans too. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. This is what trans looks like. There's another one, right? See, there's kind of the short, stubby little arms, right? Wide, puffy face, right? The round face, but with the short haircut and kind of standing like that, trying to look like a dude. And out in the real world, you do see real men. They may not look exactly like this, but you do see kind of pudgy little guys walking around sometimes. They're probably real men. And another problem I have, I don't pay attention to what real men look like. You know, I don't focus on the appearance of real men. Sometimes I'll think about it for research purposes, and I'll think, okay, I should try to just observe what men look like. And you do see quite a bit of variety. Men are kind of funny looking people, actually, if you think about it. Here you got the really short upper arm. Now, this is a giveaway, but, you know, in Hollywood or politics, they're never going to show us that, at least not the real one. And it looks like this person is sucking in the gut to make it look like a male torso. And you can see in both these photos, the pants are pulled down about halfway. It makes the navel look higher. See, the crotch is actually very close to the waistline of those pants. They're wearing the pants so low that you have the illusion that the navel is really high and that that's a male abdomen. But you see the FTM doing the same thing, and then David Beckham is doing the same thing. And Beckham also has very strange-looking breasts, not very muscular considering he's an athlete, and very small nipples. You know, I mean, the chest looks very strange. It looks kind of fake to me, right? Now, the actual, Adonis belt and stuff, that looks fairly normal. You do got to wonder how much airbrushing and photoshopping is going on here with these professionally made photos. But, of course, the tattoos and the facial hair and the haircut make it look more masculine, but it could all just be an illusion. It's a masculine illusion, and if you look at the details, it tells a different story.
Once you know they're an FTM, then you can kind of see it. You're like, yeah, okay, yeah, I get it. That's an FTM. But see, we already know it's an FTM.
Yeah, see, it's kind of got that masculine-looking face that you see with a lot of actors. It looks like that actor in that show called Lucifer. And now this chest looks kind of a little bit better than most. You do see that kind of David Beckham torso thing going on. In fact, it looks kind of like David Beckham. And here it is right here. We're going to go to ftmessentials.com where they have binders, packers, packer holders, grooming and body care, and Stantipede devices. Let's click on that. Oh, by the way, warning, this is kind of gross. In fact, I better go back and do that again. Okay. Warning, this is kind of gross. All right. If you don't want to see plastic sex organs, then you might not want to watch the next part. I'll try to get through this pretty quickly, though, like less than a minute, because we don't really want to look at this too long anyway. Just to show you, there was something called a Stantipede device for FTMs. So they basically put that down there, and they just pee into it, and then it comes out, you know, so they can stand to pee at the urinal like all the other guys. And it makes them feel like a real man. So you might see an FTM standing to pee, basically. That's the main point. So just because you see a man standing to pee doesn't mean they're a real man. So now I want to move on to the next stage of the FTM topic, and this is something we can do interactively. So I'll show some photos of people here and just see if you can spot the FTMs and also the real men. See if you can spot the difference, okay? So I'm going to show you like four people at a time. Just take a second there and look for yourself. Which one is the real man? And which ones are the FTMs? All right, so see if you can spot the real man and spot the FTMs. Sometimes it's kind of obvious. Sometimes not. Yeah. Okay, almost done. Okay, now we'll, that's about it. Just a couple more. That's it right there. Okay, so how'd you do? So now I'm going to go back up to the top. Oh, you guys knew that, though. I know I can't fool you guys. I do this all the time. This is the trans men's photo gallery. They're all trans men, which is an FTM. They're all women, basically. All of them. Every single one of them. This is successful trans men links and photos. Now, a lot of these would fool me, all right, to be honest. Now, someone like that, you'd be like, well, there's probably some scar tissue you can see on that one. But a lot of these kind of look like regular guys, right? I mean, a lot of them. Like this one. This one looks like a regular dude to me. Supposedly, that's a trans man. I mean, unless they're lying about this, but now, some of them are obvious once you kind of know in advance. Like this one here. That looks a lot like Harrison Ford, doesn't it? But it looks like a real man because of the shape of the head and all that. Now, it's possible women are better at spotting the FTMs. This one kind of reminds me of
DiCaprio, right? If he were bald. Got that kind of DiCaprio face a little bit. Big part of what they do is acting like a person of the opposite sex, right? The mannerisms, the way they talk, the pitch of their voice and their clothes, and then even tattoos and stuff. Like, look at the posture, right? So sometimes they overdo it, just like the MTFs overdo the feminine mannerisms and stuff. These guys overdo the masculine mannerisms. Like, I don't have any tattoos. You know, I'm not bald. I didn't shave my head. I don't smoke cigars. I don't walk around with my shirt off. Now, this one looks like a real guy to me, right? But apparently that's an FTM. That looks like that La Bamba guy. Now, these have that kind of, this is kind of the classic FTM look, right? The wide kind of puffy face, right? They're a little bit pudgy. This one has the eyes, right? There's the eyes, the feminine eyes like that. Now, that looks like a real guy to me. Somehow that's an FTM, I guess. Now, you do see real men who kind of look like this, right? Yeah, these are all FTMs. Now, this one here I've seen before. This one's like a model or something, but a lot of actors look like that, right? Look at that, FTM. There's no way you'd see that person and be like, oh yeah, that's an FTM, right? There's no way. So FTM, and this one too, right? That doesn't look like an FTM necessarily, you know? Or this one, really. This one kind of does, but we know in advance now. Once you know in advance, you can spot them. Now, just because a guy looks like an FTM, does that mean, you know, does that mean for sure that Harrison Ford is an FTM? I don't know if that's enough proof. It's up to you. I think it's up to you to decide for yourself if this is enough evidence or not. They require a lot of research, and you really have to kind of get used to their what they look like. In fact, if we go back to IMDb, I mean, here's one. Trans couple, right? This guy's a good actor, but he's probably an FTM. And these days, if you notice, I'm more comfortable using words like probably and maybe. And that's actually more scientific to do that. Now, some people might say Denzel. Now, it could be my blind spot, right? Maybe I'm just brainwashed. Because they always play these male hero type of characters, right? They're like the hero that saves the day. And it's all very masculine. So now you're telling me they're a woman? It's like, what? Oh, yeah. Now, is that Serena's so-called husband? Yeah. So I think we know what's going on there, right? We just saw a bunch of people who look just like that, right? The Ukrainian shows up, of course. This one's MTF, right? You probably might not even know just by looking at this one photo, but I've made videos about this person. Now, this one's a little harder for me. I know some of you guys out there are like, oh man, come on, that's so obvious. Well, if you start saying this guy's an FTM, people are going to think you're crazy. Maybe he is, right? Let's investigate properly. Put them all on the list and do a proper investigation. You can see what's going on there, right? You can see the FTM look. That's the FTM look right there, you know. Or you'd say, well, maybe it's just kind of a fat guy. Good actor. I like to say positive things about people. There's a couple of trannies pretending to be lesbians, right? They're holding hands. You can't see it. There it is, yeah. So two MTFs. We have an MTF couple now, apparently. That's the new thing. Oh, yeah. There you go. Blake Lively. There's a Lively MTF. That isn't classic MTF. You can see the Adam's apple in this one in the movies. You can't always see the Adam's apple in photos. Sometimes they actually can kind of tuck it in. They just pull it in during the photo. But now this guy, right, Mr. Popular, what do you think? FTM? Yeah, maybe, right? Oh, there's the Megan Fox, who's admitted to being a tranny. The Transformer. Got that hardened Barbie doll look going on there as he ages. A little bit more Botox all over the place. And that must be an FTM there too, huh? I mean, what's the deal with that face? Did they alter the face? Oh, yeah, Spider-Man. Or is it Spider-Trans? This one's pretty obvious, right? We know what's going on there. This is another World War Z phenomenon. Spider-Man, not looking all that masculine. In fact, where's Dr. Z? They got that look, right? Similar look. Now, if this one had facial hair, they'd look very similar. And if the nose were slightly different. Yeah, I mean, this one looks like a girl when it's in the movie. And why is this so-called actress taller than this leading man? I think they got the roles reversed. It's all part of their occult. That's their whole deal. Oh, yeah, there's that shoulder there. Yeah, look at this. Trans couple, all right? Trans couple. Now maybe this guy too, right? Seems like a real guy to me, but I don't know. You almost just don't know anymore. This one's pretty obvious. That photo itself, not so obvious, but see, one thing is we've been conditioned. Yeah, Mr. Transbot. See, we've kind of been conditioned by looking at these people our whole lives, right? We've been looking at trans people our entire life. They seem normal. They've normalized the look. Ooh, look at that one. Look at the shoulders on that one. See, that's classic MTF. And that one looks like an FTM, right? Ooh, James Bond. See, that's, you don't want James Bond to be an FTM. You know what I mean? And I don't know if he is. Some people say he is because he's an actor. Oh, he's an actor, therefore he's an FTM. You know, I think I need a little bit more evidence than that. But maybe he is. Maybe he is. I don't want James Bond to be an FTM. Ah, this is the one. This is the one right here. My coworker, my former coworker, looks a lot like this person here. So I thought he was an FTM. But then he was doing the stand to pee thing. Or was he really peeing? Or was he using a stand to pee packer? Was he packing? Was he packing the stand to pee packer? Speaking of packers, what's this guy's name? Like, they put this guy in all these movies, and people are like, no, no, we don't want that guy in all these movies. We don't want him to be a movie star, but somebody wants him to be a movie star. Oh, yeah, there's another one. Look at that. This one here, we know what's going on there. That's an obvious one. But then look at the so-called husband. The big, soft, round face. Oh, ooh, yeah. The Joker. Now, this guy's a good actor, too, I think. Very good actor. But why? This guy grew up in a cult. This is the Phoenix, right? The Phoenix is rising. Grew up in a cult, a sex cult, the Children of God. So this guy, we know for sure, according to the official story, grew up in a trauma-based mind control environment from childhood, and probably an FTM, dating an alien. Oh, yeah, look at that. Look at that shoulder, man, just popping out there. You think they'd have some kind of surgery for that, right? Why don't they just break this bone right here, break it in half and cut out some of that bone, and then you could push the entire shoulder in a bit more. But they just put on lots of makeup and lipstick and hair and jewelry. And then there's George Clooney. No, does George Clooney use a stand-to-pee device? Or is this one's off? You got the evidence right here. The shoulder is the evidence. And the whole face, right? Everything, it's all right there. The evidence is clear. Or this one, it's a little more subtle. See, the MTF, the bones are, everything's larger than it should be, so they try to conceal. Whereas the FTMs, they add masculine features on top of the feminine features, and you can kind of cover it up. But they can't cover up that shoulder. It's there. The shoulder is there. The bones are there. The bone structure cannot be altered. They can alter it a bit in the face, but this one needs to do a little bit more work. It's much easier, I think, to be deceived by the FTMs than the MTFs. Speaking of MK Ultra, side effect. Yeah. Oh, there you go. There's the eyes right there, right? There's the FTM eyes. Loud and clear, right? The FTM eyes. There they are, right there. Oh, look at that. Look at those eyes. Freaky. Oh, look at that little triangle they got going on the tattoo. You got to put a tattoo of a triangle on your arm. You know, and I was talking to a Christian friend of mine about this MK Ultra stuff, and he said, well, yeah, it results in demonic possession. So, they're mind-controlled slaves, and they're probably inhabited by demons. That's why I've always called these people demonically possessed transgendered entities. But they grow up in these cults that just abuse them. They really do. And they're mind-controlled, and they're demonically possessed. They are property. These people are property of the entertainment industry. They're property of somebody, property of Satan, I guess, and they're used in the mass media to deceive us. Just their very existence is a deception, because these people are trans, and they're famous, and they're idols. People idolize these actors, and they're influential. These are demons, man. Well, I don't think we can top this one. I'm just going to move on to a new topic now. Let's continue looking at FTM magazine a little bit here, see if we find anything interesting. Yeah, this one we've seen. Yeah, look at that, FTM. Look at that. He's packing. He's got a packer. See, they have these soft faces, right? They don't like to put real men in the mass media because they're too masculine. Real men are kind of a little bit scary to people. Look at that. He's got that Linkin Park / Alice in Chains look. This is what trans looks like. There it is. But notice the notice that's kind of unnatural, right? They got these kind of puffy little arms. There you go. Kind of a somewhat masculine-looking face going on there. And they're all, you know, the veins popping out, right? A lot of masculine features, but that's testosterone, and they work out, and it's a full-time job for them to look like this. Whereas a real man, you know, if you just kind of eat healthy and exercise a bit, you'll look like this without too much effort. But these people, this is a full-time job. They have a whole team of people working on this. Oh, there you go, right? There you go. Looks like an actor. Looks like that actor in Star Trek, the new Star Trek. Or the Wonder Woman movies, right? Yeah. 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 FTM magazine. This is what trans looks like. Now, look at this. Check this out. Who's on the cover of FTM magazine? Brad Pitt. This is Friday Till Monday magazine, actually. Friday Till Monday. This is not a magazine about trans people. However, he is on the cover of FTM magazine. For the record. For the record. Even though it means Friday till Monday, I thought this was pretty funny. Maybe they're giving us a little hint. They can change the shape of the jaw and everything, okay? Now, is he an FTM just because he's on the cover of FTM magazine? Maybe, maybe not. And again, I'm not saying there are FTMs. I'm just saying he's on the cover of FTM magazine. That's all I'm saying. I'm just observing, all right? This is part of the scientific method, is to observe. That's all I'm doing, is observing. Now, here's the FTM transgender beard transplantation. Hormone replacement therapy can also kickstart beard growth in FTM patients. Taking testosterone essentially starts a second puberty, no matter how old they are. They go through male puberty at any age whenever they start taking these hormones, which may allow for new hair growth. Yeah. But some of them don't grow hair naturally, even after hormones, so they need these beard transplants. Okay, now finally, we're going to cap this video off. So this person here, what do you think? What do you think? Is that an MTF? Is that a male-to-female trans person? Doesn't really look like one. Like, just from this one photo, I would not suspect that. But looking here, these legs look kind of longer than they should be. And now, this person is an MTF. And this is just some business person, by the way, who has a website of trans professionals. Okay, so this person, like, invented some chips or something. So, you know, a business person. I got some of this stuff for today's video from this person's website. Some of these you can kind of tell. Something's off. But I think this person reminds me of two politicians that I've kind of struggled with to be certain about. This photo here, that kind of reminds me of Hillary Clinton a little bit, right? It's kind of got that Hillary Clinton look. Hillary Clinton, I find, is a bit difficult one to pinpoint, to kind of know for sure. But I do suspect Hillary Clinton is a MTF, although part of the reason is because it was a first lady. You want to have more evidence than that.
in case they have some exceptions, you know. But most first ladies are, maybe even all of them, are MTFs. This one kind of reminds me of Pelosi also. See, this was not so obvious to me, right? The shoulders are not insanely broad. It looks like there's a curvature on the hips, even though it's probably just the dress or the posture. This person here probably takes lots of estrogen because it has a soft exterior for the most part. The shoulders are not broad at all, but it's kind of got that Pelosi look as well, right? And Pelosi is not a very masculine person, but Pelosi is pretty freaky looking, pretty strange looking person with Pelosi. So I think there's a good chance that Pelosi is MTF when we compare with MTFs who have a similar look, right? So, yeah, so estrogen and maybe some facial feminization surgery and all that stuff. So in conclusion, I guess, just things to look out for. You know, how do we spot the trannies around us? So maybe there's some info in here that was useful just for you to kind of open your eyes a bit and look in the world around you. You know, you might go to the urinal and the person next to you may be using a stand-to-pee device.